Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Well, Merry Christmas. Amen. It's Christmas Day, and on behalf of Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we just want to say from our family to yours, Merry Christmas. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day today as we celebrate the Lord's birth today on Christmas Day. How special it is to have a broadcast today on Christmas Day. And so we're so thankful. In just a moment, we're going to hear a song coming to you from the sanctuary of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church entitled, O Come, All Ye Unfaithful. And Miss Lachey Hunt's going to be singing, and also Amy Youngblood. And I know that you're going to enjoy that. And then we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're preaching on the shepherds, the abiding shepherds, out of Luke chapter number 2. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Merry Christmas. Hope you have a wonderful Lord's Day.
Oh, come, all you unfaithful, come. Weak and unstable, come. No, you are not alone. Oh, come, barren and waiting ones, weary of praying, come. See what your God has done. Christ is born. Come, bitter and broken, come, with fears unspoken, come, taste of his perfect love. Oh, come, guilty and hiding ones, there is no need to run, see what your God has done.
Christ is born, Christ is born, Christ is born for you.
He's the Lamb who was given, slain for our pardon, his promise is peace. For those who believe, he's the Lamb who was given, slain for our pardon. His promise is peace for those who believe.
So come, though you have nothing,
come, this is the offering, come.
See what our God has done.
Christ is born, Christ is born, Christ is born for you.
Christ is born, Christ is born, Christ is born for you.
Christ is born for you.
Take your Bible this morning, if you will, and turn to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. I just want to, amen. I was thinking there about the scene that's been set here this morning. You know, I was looking over at the manger and looking at the cross, looking at the Christmas tree, and you know, I'm thankful that that the Lord, he left everything, came to this little old dirt planet. But that was the plan from the beginning, amen. I don't understand it, you don't understand it, but thank God had a plan. And I'm thankful for the manger scene, the incarnation of Christ, where Christ, you know, came into this world as a baby. You know, he just like you and me. We're getting ready to have a grandbaby. You know, I can't help but almost never go through a service without mentioning that grandbaby. I'm already excited, amen. But you don't even have to get me nothing for Christmas. We just enjoy that baby when it comes to January, amen. But I was thinking about the incarnation of Christ and the Lord coming here, robing himself in flesh. You could say that's kind of what we celebrate at Christmas time, amen. And we also celebrate the cross. But I got to think about this middle scene. If you get the manger, you get the cross, you get him in your home, amen. Thank God. He'll make a difference in you. You have joy, peace, far surpasses all understanding. He'll make a difference in your house, friend. I promise you. I promise you that. But I want to remind you that this morning that there was a Christ child that was born in a humble place called Bethlehem. I'm going to read John chapter number 1. I want you to stay in Luke 2, but I want to read John chapter 1 because it's going to make all this tie together here in just a little bit. But the Bible said this in verse number 11, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And I like this section right here. I never understood this fully, but I think I'm starting to understand it with what took place here this morning. The Bible said we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, I thought about that. We beheld his glory. I mean, his glory. Think about him this morning. I'm talking about Jesus. The Bible said that they beheld his glory. Boy, that statement seems to refer to us of the Old Testament. You say, what do you mean, preacher? The tabernacle where the people saw the visible glory of God, the manifestation of God through the fire and through the cloud and through the smoke. You could say that they saw God in his glory there in the Old Testament tabernacle. But then in the New Testament, you don't see the fire and you don't see the smoke and you don't see that thing, Brother Sammy. No, what you see is a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. We beheld his glory. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. I don't understand all that, but thank God it's the truth. I want to preach this morning with the help of God on this subject, the abiding shepherds. I want to focus on the shepherds this morning just a little bit. We focused on different things, but my heart's was touched about this abiding shepherd. When I got a hold of this word abiding, you know, it's in the Word of God, that word abiding there, it seems to be this, that the Lord, concerning his glorious announcement, the angels didn't go to the temple. They didn't go to the king. They went to the shepherds for the first announcement. That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you would think that the Lord, God of heaven, I mean, he would have come to the elite, but no, he comes to the shepherds. That's interesting, I find. But R.C. Ryle, a preacher of the Church of England in the 19th century, he said this: the birth of a king's son is generally made an occasion of public revealing and rejoicing. The announcement of the birth of the Prince of Peace, however, was made privately. Truly, Jesus came for every man. He came for the lost. He came for the drunkard. He came for the prostitute this morning. He came for the poor. He came for the wealthy. And he came, thank God, for you. And he came for me. Amen. I'm glad that he covered us all. He didn't just come for one. He came for all of us, amen, who are willing to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, looking at the subject this morning, the abiding shepherds, we see what Christmas is all about. Christmas is not about the present. No, Christmas is about this. God sending us his most valuable gift. He didn't put it under the tree, however. No, God sent his gift and it ended up on the tree.
Matthew chapter number 1, verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Looking at the simple subject this morning, the abiding shepherds, that word abiding seems to speak of a continued work. Another word for abiding could be this, enduring until the job is done. When I got a hold of that word abiding, the Bible said that those shepherds were abiding in the field. I got to thinking about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ as the great shepherd. He's an abiding Savior. He's an abiding shepherd. You know, when you think about it this way, the Lord Jesus Christ had a task to do. He came to die for the sins of mankind. And as the great shepherd, he looked after his sheep, didn't he? Amen. And on Calvary's Hill, that job that Christ had come to do, amen, the enduring work, amen, Jesus abiding by the stuff, he goes to the cross of Calvary, and out comes the mouth of the Lord. He says these words, "It is finished," amen. He said, "Praise God, what I came to do, the shepherding work that I started to do," he said, "that work is done." But then after the cross of Calvary and after Christ was placed in the tomb, this is what we find. We find that shepherd still abiding by the stuff. He's still with us, hallelujah, through the help of the Holy Ghost. He's enduring his work and performing the task that he came to do. The first thing I want to point out this morning is that it was the shepherds who first received the good news of the Lord's birth. Look with me in chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Look right there in verse number 8. "And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Now before this, we find reference to the fact that Jesus is born in Bethlehem and he's wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. But verse number 8 specifically speaks of the shepherds receiving the good news. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Boy, I'd love to have been there. And they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said, "And fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now the message, first of all, from the angels was a message of good tidings of great joy. Now good tidings is like a great message. You could say that it was a good sermon, a proclamation. The angel basically saying, "Men, shepherds, I bring you a message straight from the throne room of God." Now I want you to think about this message for just a moment. This message didn't come from the king of the earth. It didn't come from somebody in the White House. It came from the very vaults of glory. To be the messenger itself, amen, would have been a great task. But to be on the other end, to receive a message from God, amen, to receive a message from the throne, how awesome would that be, amen? And to know that the angels had delivered the message, can you imagine all that was happening that night? I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I know how it is when the Holy Ghost this morning, amen, when we're singing "What a Savior." I'm telling you right now, and the Holy Ghost is flooding your soul, and you're about to have a spell. But can you imagine that glorious night, amen, out there on them fields, amen, right there close to where the Savior was born, and the heavenly host show up and say, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Can you imagine? I bet that's taking a lap, amen. I bet they couldn't hardly contain themselves. Be in the presence of them angels. I bet you one of them wiped a tear and said, "I don't know what this is all about, but I'll tell you what, I feel the presence of God. I like it, amen. The glory of the Lord shone round about." I tell you, get in the glory world, friend. You'll be different if you ever enter in God's glory.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.